Let us sit comfortably in the meditative position. I can take a few deep breaths, settling into the posture. We continue with the Panchakosha Viveka meditations. So we were looking into the Annamaya Kosha, the food sheath or physical body. So as we looked into it, we saw that the source of the body is the food. It started as cells from my parents' bodies, which was created by the food they ate. Then it was nourished in the mother's womb by food. And then since I've been an independent individual, meaning as a physical being, then again, it's maintained by the food that I eat. And as we looked at it, we saw that I consume food, solid, liquid, gas as oxygen, material is added to the body, maintains the body, and the material also is being sent out of the body, going back to the total physical world. So myself is a physical being, is similar to a wave within the material world. So when I examine a wave more closely, every part of the wave is not something independent. It's dependent on the total water, on the ocean. Its substance comes from the ocean, maintained by, and it goes back to the ocean. The wave is never a separate entity. When looked at superficially, it's separate from the other waves. When looked at substantially, it's never separate from the ocean, so never separate from the other waves. So myself as the physical being is never something separate from the physical universe. the solid portion of the body is prithivi. It's solid material, not separate from the universal solid material. It comes from that, sustained by that, and goes back to it, but never really separated from it. Like, did the wave separate itself from the ocean in any way? And the liquids in the body, apaha, water, or waters, never separate from the universal waters. Comes from that, goes back to that, but never really was separate from it. And there's temperature in the body, the agni, or fire. It's also fire element, not separate from the universal agni, universal temperature. And vayu within the body, the oxygen, any gas formation, not separate from the universal vayu. Does come from it and go back to it, but was never separate from it. In the akasha portion, the body takes up a certain amount of space. That's always part of the total space, never separate from it. Space is formless, homogeneous. So how can the space that I take up be separate from the total space? So I say the wave is part of the ocean, but which part? Each moment, part of what I say is wave is not wave anymore. Part of what wasn't wave before now is wave. Each moment it's different. So which part of the ocean? The moment I say this part, it's change, it's a different part. So which part of the material world am I as a material being? some of what is not me, the material body, becomes me. Some of which I say is me, becomes not me. So which part? The moment you say this part, next moment it's different. Same with all the other individuals. So what is separating us? Made out of the same material. So Annamaya Kosha, we cannot say it's something separate from the Annamaya Prapancha, the material world. We can say food chain or broadly, more broadly, the whole material world. Comes from the material world, maintained by, returns to it, never something separate from it. Each constituent is always belonging to the prapancha, to the full material world. Conclude that on the material level, I can't really separate myself from the whole. Whatever is there is the whole itself. Whatever is there is just expression of the whole.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. he